This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. We talk about those subjects amongst ourselves here, but in particular, we discuss them with you. And you are an integral part of the program, meaning that you can participate. Now, you know, there's not many places that you can get on the radio and share your opinions and your viewpoints and your observations and your stories, but here we welcome that. That's right. Hunting season is here. The early goose season is in full swing. Squirrel season started. The early duck season is this morning. If you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're headed to the farm pond, or if you're headed down, to the local waterway for some early season ducks or whatever that might be, give us a call here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And we'd be more than glad to talk to you. I know you're excited about duck season, so call us and share your enthusiasm for it. I know it's early in the morning and your coffee hasn't kicked in yet, but I get that part. I know how that is when you're on your way. But you know, just, you got a cell phone there. Just don't use your in-car system and hit just say dial. And then say 410-922-6680, and they'll connect you right to the switchboard here. Chris will take your call. Yes, I know. The streaming is down again. Not my fault. I didn't do it. Chris is working on it, trying to get the hamster to wake up and turn the little wheel to get that going. And, register your complaints at the station, not... the hosts don't have anything to do with it, nor does the producer. So it's, I don't know. Me not know. Joined this morning by the lovely and gracious Robin. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm awake.
I see you're awake. Yeah. Robin accompanies me from Easton every Saturday morning. We leave at 3:00. Try to get here about 3:45, get settled in, get organized a little bit, and do the pre-show research. 15 minutes, you can pretty much do that. And she's here. That number again is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Email address, is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Our buddy John B. He's texting us and or he's emailing us and letting us know that he can't hear it. I'm sure some others will stream and scream and let us know that we're not out there online. So, I've gotten an email from Best Buy, two from Kohl's this morning, one from Scent Blocker, two from John B.
Huh? You were complaining about the hotel ones last night. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you stay at a hotel. Robin loves to join the club, for the points and all that stuff, and gives them my email address.
Yep.
So I get hotels.com, and I get Hilton Honors, and Club Carlson, and
Marriott
stuff. Yeah, all that stuff you join. So anyway, next hour is Chris Markin. He's here with he'll be here with news on National Hunting and Fishing Day, which is next Saturday. Robin and I will be in Hagerstown or almost Clear Spring. To participate in National Hunting and Fishing Day. It's not like we can run down the street like we've been able to do for the past couple of years. That they have moved the location to Washington County. It is at the Isaac Walton League in Washington County, and we took a ride by there. It's a nice little facility.
It is. It's very nice.
Yep. And Rob and I will be there with the Maryland Hunting Coalition and with Bucks, Bears, Stags. Buck, Bears, Stags is holding its first ever scoring event. We'll have our senior scorer, Fred Horn. And we'll be doing some bear scoring. Now, you know, it's interesting because people are, you know, they hear about, oh, a 140 class buck or a 170 class buck or whatever it is. The arrival process, the process to get to those numbers is very interesting when it comes to deer antlers. Of course, we use the Boone and Crockett established scoring system for, you know, like 100 years. A white-tailed deer is or not typical or non-typical white-tailed deer, black-tailed deer, coos deer. You know, I mean, they all have similar type of scoring procedures. And the way it works is it's the length of the beam, the main beam, the length of the tines, and then circumference is taken at various places around the antler. And symmetry is the goal. You know, you're looking for the perfect white tail. There's not too many that are actually perfect. There's usually some degree of difference between, let's say, the left brow tine is 1.25 inches shorter than the right brow tine or something like that. Okay. So, you know, you're looking for symmetry. So some of the differences are deducted from the score.
There's so many little things to it. I'm learning how to do it and I'm studying online.
Yeah.
There's a lot of
intricacies,
that's a good word, but things that you have to evaluate, and it's really interesting.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But it's not easy, and you can say, I've got this great racket, it's humongous. And
Yeah, I got it, yeah. So here, you want to answer Chuck? He says, streaming is down. Yep. So anyway, but with a bear skull, which is what we're doing there in Hagerstown, we figured it'd be, you know, right there in the heart of bear country, the four counties that are open to bear hunting this season. Bear skull is a very simple measurement. It's the length plus the width, and that's the length of the bear skull without the lower jaw. And 18 inches length plus width is a very good-sized animal. And Boone and Crockett, for their record book, has minimums. And we're going to be measuring a bunch of bear skulls, we hope. And it's very interesting on the Boone and Crockett Club score sheet. It says check one, black bear, grizzly bear, Alaskan brown bear, polar bear. The minimum awards is 20 inches for a black bear skull, 23 for a grizzly, 26 for an Alaskan brown bear, 27 inches for a polar bear. So if you want to get in the all-time record book, a black bear score with 21 inches is you know, it's a big bear, Boone and Crockett.
That's that.
Yeah, length plus width.
So, height has nothing to do with it.
Just not a thing. Width. Nope, not a thing. There's the score sheet right there. So we'll have Fred Horn there. Fred is a veteran scorer, been doing it over 30 years here in Maryland. No, Fred, good guy, nice guy. And he'll be up there with Bucks, Bears, Stags to score those bear skulls. Now, we are going to be planning deer scoring events. We're going to be planning sick of deer scoring events. If you're listening to this and you've taken a nice deer anytime in Maryland, we'd love to hear from you. You just go onto our website, which is www.bucks-bears-stags.com, and you can find out how to, you know, ask somebody to score your head. We'll have a number of scores authorized to do that around the state, and you know, you'll get your score sheet, you'll get in a record book, and you know, that type of thing. So.
Also, take a look at the Facebook page because it's starting to get a little busy, and some new bucks in there coming in for this year. And we'd love to get some pictures of everybody's bucks they're getting this first year. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Yep, you can share that on your Facebook page. And
just type in Bucks, space Bears, space Stags, and it'll come up on Facebook.
Facebook, yeah. Or if you go to the website, bucks-bears-stags.com. On the upper left-hand corner, there's a link to Facebook. You just touch it with your cursor, and boom, you're there. So, all right, let's see who we got here online. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Give us a call here. Yeah, I agree. The station should be able to make the streaming work, at least not go down as much as it does. It kicks guys like you. Yep, that's true. I agree. Yep, we don't like it. What do we do about it? Here's one from Mr. Good morning. 4:42 this morning. Coyote yelping just off Dogwood and Old Court Road. You know where that is?
I know where Old Court Road is.
Yeah, Dogwood is down towards Milford Mill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Coyote yelping just off Dogwood and Old Court Road. Thank you, Mr. Charles. We appreciate that. If there's one, there's more.
When were y'all talking about the stags start bellowing?
They're little elk, so they bugle.
Bugle.
Yeah, they bugle. So right now in Colorado, it's very warm temperatures, and one of our directors, Mr. Dale Gertz, killed a 5x5 with his bow the other day. But the weather report is very warm, so the warm temperatures have prevented the elks from, you know, really getting excited about breeding and that type of thing. There'll be some subdued activity, but not like that cold snap, you know. Dark of the Moon coming up, that'll kick it. That'll kick it into higher gear, too. Sick of deer, first day, September 8th, the guys from Ultimate Camo were down there, and each of them scored on a stag and a hind. That's a buck and a doe. A hind, H-I-N-D, is a doe, sick of deer, or female sick of deer. They each scored with archery tackle at Whistling Creek Outfitters, and they said every night they would hear a couple already starting to bugle. It's kind of like a precursor. The rut really kicks in the Dark of the Moon. Yeah, usually about the 15th of October, somewhere is the peak.
And I've never heard it. You're going to take me down there.
I'm going to take you down there, yeah. And it's the peak of the rut is usually mid-October, just like the peak of the rut here in Maryland is, you know, the first 5th through the 15th of November. So about a month ahead of time. So I'm really looking forward to the Dark of the Moon this week. I'm going to try and get out for sick of deer on Thursday. So we'll see how it works. We will see how it works. Yeah, so. Well, that's nice. There, we lost a listener. Chuck, going back to bed.
Can't hear us.
Can't hear their show. Why stay up? You know, I mean, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. It makes sense to me. So.
If I stayed home, I would have been asleep by now.
Exactly. Yeah, and I mean, that's not...
Because usually that's the only way I hear you over where I live.
Yep, I know. And it's a lot of people listen to that. And, you know, they tout it all the time. Oh, go on the web, you know, go to the streaming, go to the app, that type of thing. But and Chris is over there diligently.
Chris is trying hard.
He is. He's pushing buttons and wackadoo. So if it does come back up, somebody give us a call, please, or email or something. But we would love to hear from anybody who's within the sound of my voice. You know, we used to do this without streaming for 20-some years, and people just listened. So the studio signal is so strong, south and east, you know, we boom right into the eastern shore, but people find it easier to listen on their devices and that type of thing and on their cell phones. But you can actually tune us in on a radio. Did you know that?
I don't have a radio in the house.
You don't have a radio in the house.
No, I would have had to go back outside and sat in the car and listen to you.
Now, can you stream through like one of these digital devices?
That's how I do it through when I'm laying in bed listening to you on Saturday morning.
Right.
I was trying the app. Sorry.
Oh. It's not good, right?
I haven't gotten that far yet.
Oh.
I had to get back online.
Okay.
Anyway, that's how I do it. I ask Alexa to turn on the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and she turns on WCBM.
How about that?
No, it's not streaming.
Enough of that. Let's take some phone calls. 410-922-6680. Come on, folks. You had to have something happen in the outdoors. Deer season, duck season, goose season, squirrel season, something. And it's fishing season, too. It was a beautiful week. I know people were in the outdoors. All right. Oh, this weekend. Remind me to tell you what's going on right now. Started last night. Before I do, though, I want to talk to you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors has a giant archery department. And I know a lot of guys haven't gone yet. They think it's still too hot and that type of thing. And it's okay. But they have the Matthews Solo Cam bows. That's their number one vertical bow, compound bows, Matthews. Crossbows, Barnett, Mission, 10-point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, and the all-new Raven crossbow. Custom arrows and bow tuning and accessories, and guess what? There's still some stuff on sale. If you want to stop by and see some of the archer accessories and that type of thing that are on sale, you can do so. And of course, guys will be in there, checking out the duck calls and all that type of thing, and that's all good. They have the Banded and Under Armour clothing and firearms from Remington, and a couple that you might want to check out is like Choppa and Escort. And of course, they've got the full complement of muzzleloaders and accessories from CVA and Thompson Center. Yeti coolers and Yeti tumblers, decoys, steel shot, all types of camo gear, so forth. The first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. Right there on Route 50, you'll see them. Exit 39B on Kent Island, right there off Route 50. You'll see the big green and white sign when you're headed that way. And you just get off 39B Dominion Road exit, and you'll find them right there. 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W. W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man song.
He's the man.
He's the man. I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say yeah, right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I can have sex any time that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
And I'll drink and watch sports whenever I want to get in trouble. And I'll come home when I'm good and ready to sleep on the couch. Because a man's got to do what a man's got to do, and I'm going to do what you tell me to, because I'm top dog around here, but I've been neutered.
He's the man. He's the man. You the man.
All right. That's a man song by request. Yes, that was the kind of the counter to throw another log on the fire. So we're just having fun.
410-922-6680. This is not fun doing this without any phone calls. Is it, Chris? I mean, the poor guy, he's been sitting here doing overnight where there's, you know, no callers. Does anybody ever call during the night just to, you know, mess with you or think that they can call the station and can't hear you?
All right, there we go.
There you go. You're out of practice pushing those buttons.
Exactly.
Like, I got it. Yeah.
Not here, where I used to work a long time ago. They did, but not here.
No?
No, not here. No. Oh, and I got to go. I got two callers.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's wonderful. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Hey, John B. Sorry, buddy. We're back. All right. And there's Chuck. He's back, too. He's texting. Just found out before I went upstairs. Good. Good, good, good. All right. Now we got callers lined up, which is good, right, Robin?
Yep.
Okay. So here's what's going on this weekend. The Maryland Hunting Coalition and the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association have sponsored an event for lawmakers at a retreat in Western Maryland. And it is the members of the Maryland Legislative Sportsmen's Caucus. These are the guys who have the interest of hunters and anglers, you know, in their minds or on their minds when those pieces of legislation, those bills come up in the General Assembly, okay? So a number of those fellows and ladies, not sure there's any ladies, there might be a couple, are encamped at a location in Western Maryland for a retreat this weekend. So our advocate, Mr. Miles, is on the scene, representing Maryland Hunting Coalition, and he is interacting as of last night with people from the Department of Natural Resources and the lawmakers and so forth. And this is the second such retreat. Last year was very good conversations, and this year we hope for the same. So, he texted me last night that he's had a conversation with some great folks. So we will we'll keep you posted on that as soon as we hear something. We have items of concern, and if you want to take a look at the news page on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, right under the breaking news, there's two items, one on funding for farmers and hunters feeding the hungry. We wrote a letter to the department on that, and we also wrote a letter on deer management permits, crop damage permits, with a series of questions. So the pet questions were posed, and the answers were received, and we put it on our website so you all can take a look at that, see what we're doing. Butch in Dundalk, good morning. How are you, Butch? What's going on?
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Morning.
We just want to see about if anybody's looking to get into a hunter education class.
Okay.
Calling for Baltimore County Game and Fish.
Okay, sure, Butch.
And our class turnout, I guess, is the same way across the state. It's been kind of light lately.
Yeah.
Our last class last month, we only did 32 students.
Wow.
Typically, we're in a 50-student range.
Right.
But the past couple of years, you know, as well, they've dropped off.
Right. And that's so, because of the online course?
Maybe. I think the state would like us to believe that. but there's still a lot of younger hunters under 13 that still have to go through the traditional class.
Right. Well, and, I mean, you got, look, the hunter safety instructors groups were not real hot on this apprentice hunting license law that passed.
No, we're not.
And I'm trying to understand the reasoning behind that. Could you explain that to us, Butch?
Well, our feelings are you're putting unskilled hunters out there that haven't been instructed on safety. Putting a firearm in a youngster's hand or a novice hunter for that matter without proper safety training, it seems a little careless. Even though they are with or should be with a licensed hunter.
Yeah, that's the key. They're with a licensed hunter who's passed a hunter safety education course. You know, they have to be with that person, not, you know,
right,
not 100 yards away or, you know, exactly. Over the next ridge or anything like that. And they do have to take a abbreviated version of the course online. I haven't looked at it. I mean, have you? Do you know what the abbreviated course is?
No, I have not looked at it myself either.
Yeah, maybe that's what the hunter safety education folks should do, is take a look at that abbreviated course, and maybe they'll be a little bit more gracious towards this apprentice license program. Right. This is not a new concept. Maryland is one of, I don't know, 30-some states maybe. I can't tell you how many have apprentice license programs. And it's only for the period of 1 year. Of course, anything can happen in a hunting season, no question. But anything can happen with a veteran hunter during the course of a hunting season, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, how many experienced hunters do we have that don't wear a safety harness and fall from their tree stands?
That's the thing that really gets you when you're reading those accident reports.
Sure.
They're all hunters that are my age.
Exactly. I don't think that, you know, you've got a kid out there who's very enthusiastic, but, you know, if you got a 10-year-old kid out there, he's not out there, you know, waving his gun around in the field if he's got a parent or a responsible mentor, grandfather or something like that. You know, they're going to hand him the gun when they see the animal. They're not going to, you know, I put a lot of confidence in family training as well, you know. And I know, you know, in this day and age and that type of thing, but most of these kids that are getting into this apprentice program are kids who have families who already hunt.
True.
So, you know, I don't know why the hunter safety guys did not testify when the apprentice bill came forward. Of course, it's run, that whole program is run by the Natural Resources Police.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, where were they to testify against it?
Most of it are working.
Well, I mean, you know, there you go. You know, so that, you know, you know, if you have an objection to something, you got to make it known. And I don't know how that went through the ranks. I really don't.
Right.
But the bill passed, and you know, you've got to admit that it is a good recruitment tool. Yes or no?
Yes. I kind of look at things. It seems as parents today tend to cram their kids with everything that they can possibly do as far as sports and after-school activities, which mm-hmm. is good to keep them active.
Right.
You know, I guess seems the times have changed. I remember, you know, my father had in 1977 had to take me for the hunter license, and they said, well, look, they're going to require hunter education.
Yeah.
And my father said, well, being they're going to require it, you might as well take it anyway.
You're going to take it anyway, yep.
So, you know,
I took my hunter safety education course when I was 12, 1966. I took it again in Maryland. I took it two or three times in Maryland.
So you were one of the first.
I was.
In
Pennsylvania.
The program started in 1966.
I was. I absolutely was. Yep. And, I hunted the next year. I didn't hunt when I was 12. I hunted when I was 13. I'm 63. So right now this is my 50th hunting season. So I'm kind of proud of that. So.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So, Butch, do you have a contact number for hunter safety education?
Well, the best way to do this is because DNR wants everybody to do it online, sign up online. You got to go to register-ed and then look up for traditional courses.
Right.
And our class is starting on September 20th. It's a Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening, September 20th. That's next Wednesday. Okay.
And then we run, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the following Wednesday, Thursday, the 26th and 27th.
Right.
This is all one class, 10 hours.
Right.
Classroom time.
Right.
And then we have a test day on the 30th.
Okay.
Which is a Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, and then you do your test, you do your live fire, you do your firearms carry, you do your that type of thing, all the hands-on stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And then, once a student successfully completes the class, then they walk out of there with their hunter education card. And
can get
one of the things people have to remember is the youth, anybody under the age of 16.
Their first hunting license is free.
It's their first hunting license free, exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, Butch, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
I also would like to get some, I know how, between Miss Wendy and myself, maybe we can get together and get some more
quarterlies
information for the coalition and the quarterlies.
Oh, okay, sure.
Because I'm out of brochures for the coalition.
Okay, got it. I'll do that. We're in the middle of a reprint on those, but we can get those to you. Wendy will be at our summit, our hunting summit next Sunday, the 24th in Annapolis, where we bring together the leaders in the hunting community, and Wendy's going to be representing your organization. So how many members does Baltimore County Game and Fish have?
650, including life members.
Got it. That's a nice group. Very good. All right, Butch, thanks for the call. We'll be in touch.
All righty.
Have a good day, Butch.
Thank you, buddy.
You too. Hey, one other question.
Yeah.
Ms. Fran, how's that going for her first hunt?
Good, good. We got her crossbow. We've got to get together with her, have her fired a few times, which is coming up soon. So
I'd like to get with you and talk to you further about that.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Yep, I'm pretty sure I have you.
She came to our class. And we're proud of that.
Ah, good for you.
Awesome.
Good for you. All right. Do you have capacity to shoot a crossbow out there, Butch?
We can. We have an archery range.
Good. So. All right, buddy. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Marty in Newark, Delaware. How are you, Marty? What's going on? Marty, did you hang? Marty didn't hang. I'll have to call back. Linda Whitemarsh. How you doing, Linda? Hello, Linda. Linda didn't hang. Sorry we talked to Butch so long. Linda, call back. Marty, call back. We'll be more than glad to talk to both of you. That was an important call from Butch, but we'd really like to hear back from you. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see. There's Camo Preacher. Yep. He's a good guy. So, what were we talking about?
I don't remember.
I don't know. We were talking about the coalition, which talked about hunter safety, but the apprentice bill, the apprentice hunting bill. Okay, so we got a family out in Frederick or Montgomery County, or right on the line out there. The father's a taxidermist. Been on the show. Been a guest on the show. Jason Carter. Jason and Jennifer came in and actually... They're the ones that mounted the bear that's in your back room right now.
I know. Yeah. I was there when I got it.
I know. I remember.
It wasn't as bad as that bear rug that scared the heck out of me the other night.
Oh, the bear rug that's facing the door when you walk into the back room?
With the mouth that goes. And I forgot it was there. I guess I never saw the head part of it. I always just saw it hanging on the wall and didn't see the head. And I turned around. There's these teeth coming at me, and I let out a yelp and a few cuss words. And
no, I didn't hear any cuss words.
Just a little yell?
Just
yeah, it was earth-shattering.
That's why I'm asking.
not nearly as bad a reaction as the guy at Royal Farms on Liberty Road when the bear rug was folded up and sitting upright with the head facing out the uh-huh. rear window.
I kept putting the window down when people walked by.
I had the window down when we pulled in. I didn't keep putting it up and down.
Yes, he did. He put it up and down.
No,
it was pretty
not.
Funny.
Anyway, yeah, guy's walking by and gets this look on his face, and then he just starts walking this wider and wider berth around the car. It was pretty funny.
There you go. Just keep a bear rug in the car all the time.
I guess. I have a shoulder mount, so we can do that too.
There you
well,
go.
Well, the other bear doesn't look bad. I mean, doesn't have this horrible look on his face. This one looks like it's going to...
Like lunge out and take your face
like
off.
Like I'm
right
at lunch. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's it.
Hey, you know what? I'm going bear hunting again.
And then I walk into his office and there's this upside down sick of deer that kind of scared me too.
Yeah, because you don't expect to see a sick of deer hanging upside down.
In your office. Well, actually, the shoulder mount is just there, uh-huh. you know, waiting to be placed on the wall.
I keep running into animals now. I never had, I mean, my little dogs and stuff, but now I walk in the house and there's bears and minks and squirrels and birds and sick of deer and antelope and never know what you'll find around a corner because the back room's not done to hang anything up yet.
Oh, okay.
So
that's next, right? There we go.
Now, yeah, next is get the house.
All I need is a box of drywall screws. I've got my drill. I'm ready to go.
The back room has to be done first, and then you can hang them up.
No, just get them out of the way.
What do you mean when it has to be done?
We're redoing the whole back room.
We're redoing the whole room.
Well, if you put the heads up, you don't have to worry about it.
Right.
It's done.
See there? Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
You can go back there and live with that 1970s paneling in this.
Yeah, it's a little...
It's a little dated.
Rustic, uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. Not even rustic. It's a little dated. That's a good word, yeah. The parquet floor and the wood paneling.
Okay.
You
yes.
get it?
Yeah. I definitely yeah. can picture that one.
Yeah, so... All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We are going bear hunting, by the way. We've got a written permission from a fella that has a troublesome bear. Unfortunately, we learned that DNR has set a bear trap in that same area to take care of a problem bear that could very well be the one that we were invited to hunt. But we'll see.
Well, you've got connections. See if they can remove that trap.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the one talking to the guy that told me that he set the trap. So there you go. Yeah, I got great connections. Hey, tell you what, let that trap just kind of sit there with the door closed for another month and a half, and we'll take care of that bear. I don't think it works quite that way. The guy whose chickens were being eaten probably would like to see the bear removed. Yeah, but... So it goes. There's plenty of bears, plenty of other places. Right, Robin?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. But never mind.
I just need another bear.
The next one will go to Laura. I don't think I'm shooting one. I think I'm the bodyguard.
Okay, I'm good with that.
You good with that?
Wait a minute.
What?
Yeah, kind of.
What do you mean?
That means you put yourself between the bear and her?
If necessary, but... Not intentionally. Laura's a little skittish.
Laura's awesome. You leave her alone.
One of the first nights we were on the lease out there in Montgomery County, we heard a coyote just after dark. We'd just gotten to the truck, getting our gear off, and a coyote sounds off about 50, 60 yards away. She said, "What was that?" I said, "Coyote." She said, "No, it was an owl." I said, "Tell you what, get on your little iPhone there and get the sound effects of a coyote, get, you know, a recorded coyote call. She did. I said, do any of those sound like what you just heard? She said, yes. I said, correct. She got in the truck and locked the doors and left me outside. Our, your buddy Laura did that.
I love it.
Yeah, I know.
We're good together with you.
I know. Hey, I got to talk about Clyde Sports Shop here. You know, it's hunting season, and they have this beautiful high-powered rifle for those of you going deer hunting or big game hunting or bear hunting. It's the AB3, the A-Bolt 3 Hunter. It's the outstanding big game value package. It comes either in wood or synthetic. It's blue barrel in action, walnut stock, a 60-degree throw bolt action, detachable double-stack magazine with a factory-installed Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC rifle scope. That is a good scope. Calibers include 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington Mag, and 300 Win Mag. This is a reasonably priced bolt-action rifle from Browning. You really want to take a look at that. Now, the one I really would like to get is the new X-Bolt Hell's Canyon Speed Rifle in 308. It comes in select caliber. This has the ATAX camo, the Arid Urban Camouflage Dura-Touch Finish, Cerakote Finish Fluted Sporter Barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action, and that's in select calibers. And of course, for you waterfowl hunters, the A5, most reliable. Fastest cycling, best balanced, and soft shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee. Available in all kinds of camos and patterns and so forth. The A5 from Browning. All at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just up Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. And for you fishermen, 410-247-3474. 247-FISH is a 24-hour fishing hotline.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Tracking our next tropical system, Jose, already giving us higher than average rip current danger up and down the East Coast this weekend. And a northeast wind picks up for us here in Baltimore for Monday night and Tuesday. I think most of the rainfall impact stayed just off the East Coast, as the center of Jose is expected to stay just far enough east of us so that most of the rains will be over the open waters of the Atlantic. Our temps this afternoon up to 82, low tonight 66. Stray thundershower tomorrow, high of 81. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Oh, you better sit down for this one. I got to tell you this, so that from tonight on you stop sinning.
All right. That was a little special thing we did at one point in time. It needs to come out of the rotation, okay? And I'll tell you, eventually tell you what that was about. Captain Don, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Good. Fine. Good morning, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Alan. Yeah, buddy.
I want to thank you for hooking me up with Mr. Frank regarding that hunter safety class.
Oh yeah.
Fortunately, I couldn't make that class.
But, little short notice, right?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. That's right.
But when I get back from Massachusetts this week, I'll re-engage and try to get into one of these classes. So
you got it.
Where are you going in Massachusetts?
Fall River. We have a place up there. My wife actually works out of our condo up there full time. So, but I go back and forth. So I go fishing up there, and I go fishing down here, and.
All good.
Actually, a really good fishing report this week. Rockfish, keeper rockfish, and nice big white perch. So there's got to be a knack to soft crab on a hook. I'm putting soft crab on a hook. I've tried everything else, all kinds of lures and all that, but man, they love that soft crab, that big rockfish.
Yes, they do. Half a soft crab. Then the key is putting it through the leg joint, putting your hook through the leg joint.
I kind of lost you there.
I'm sorry. The key is putting your hook through the leg joint.
The leg joint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, put it through the leg joint.
I got that down, but that body part, you know, the
rubber band.
Mustard. Oh. Yeah. It wasn't working for me. What I ended up doing was putting a... A stocking, a piece of stocking.
That'll work too. That'll work too. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what worked for me, but I thought maybe there might be some other way to do it. And maybe one of your callers has the secret.
A secret to holding a soft crab on the bait. Now, peelers are a little different. They've got a little body shell. You know, you got all kinds of things to hook into, but I always like to use that back fin part of the peeler crab, and the apron always works great too. Have you tried the apron?
I have.
Using the apron? Yeah, that's a good white perch bait. Cut that in half.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, the white perch were really going for the night crawlers.
Yeah, they'll do that.
Yeah. They were...
Well, let's see. Let me think. $2 a dozen for night crawlers or $12 a dozen for bloodworms? Let me flip a coin on that one for white perch.
You know, a lot of fishing reports... always mention bloodworms and shrimp. You hardly ever hear them talk about a night crawler.
Night crawlers work great for white perch.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of fun. And again, you know, when the sun goes down, the water comes alive and the splashing starts. And it's just neat. It's really neat. Having a good time. So,
Well, you got a lot of bait fish out there, too.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't done too well with the minnows. I have a little minnow trap, and I use those cans of cat food as a bait.
Right.
And I tried that with the catfish. Oh, man, I caught a humongous catfish last night.
Did you?
And that was on a piece of soft crab.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah. Cool.
Well, that's my report for
the week. But did you try the catfish chum trick?
I did.
And?
I can't vouch for that.
Okay.
I'm going to keep trying.
All right. Good deal. But, hey, look, Baltimore County Fish and Game is having a hunter safety education course starting next week if you're around. If you're not, again, you know, when you get back.
Well, I will definitely connect. And the one that was offered to me this week, and again, I just couldn't make it, make things work. Was right down here in Pasadena.
Well, that's the one you want to go to close by.
Yeah. So. But,
all right, buddy.
Again, thanks for your help. And, hey, one other thing.
Yep.
I've never seen so many cruise ships as I have this week, and I guess it's because of some of the ports that are kind of closed because of the storm.
I suspect that's probably
I heard the story. If you had a cruise planned and you're already taken off that week or whatever and the ports are closed because of the hurricane, a lot of the cruise lines were offering people taking them north for cruises up into Maine and Canada, which I actually did that cruise and it was amazing. And then they get deals on getting another Caribbean cruise later.
Mm.
So they don't have to lose their time off and they get a deal on another cruise.
You want to know anything about cruises, ask Robin.
Ask Robin. I love cruising.
So.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, take care, guys.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
See you, Don. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Miss Fran, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. I woke up again. Good morning.
Congratulations.
Good morning, Fran.
You're off to a pretty good start. You know, you got to wake up first.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, I just wanted to say I was so glad to hear from where I took the hunting course.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so neat. I tell you, you won't ever forget those people. You won't forget those memories. I'm, you know, a little physically challenged, I'd say. But anyway, I had to take mobility to a McDonald's, and they wouldn't go no further. Then I had to call a cab and take the cab to take the class, all right? And this is in the evening. It's like five evenings, right? So my family, of course, looking at me like, what is she doing now?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I just want to see what, you know, what I can learn, what it's like, you know? And I went that first night. And I'll tell you, if I went through that for five nights, okay, my legs and bones, it's worth it. I went the first night, and I said, you know, I'm going to learn a lot of stuff up here, good stuff. And whether you ever hunt or whether you ever whatever, you will learn some survival things and some things about the outdoors that you may never know. And there is nothing like that one-on-one or that group where you all are there for the same purpose. It's nothing like that. You can do it online, and
yep.
That's all nice. But it's kind of lonely. Online, to me, is kind of lonely. You sit there and you answer the questions, you know, stuff like that. But when you go to that class, if I can tell you, I did that for five nights.
Yep.
It is worth it. And I want that class to fill up. You give them the 50 people that they need. Don't hesitate and don't put it off and don't procrastinate.
Wow. Thanks, Fran.
That's a good advertisement.
I'll be in touch this week. Thanks,
Fran. Bye, Fran.
Bye-bye. Well, there we go. Here goes Fran, and we get to the end of the show, and next hour is Chris Markin. We're going to talk about National Hunting and Fishing Day next Saturday, and stay tuned to listen to that. And if you're leaving us to get in the woods, get in the duck blind, listen, get out, stay out, but most of all, stay safe.